Unit 6, Reading 2, Visual Culture. When we think of language, we usually think of words, but visuals are also a part of communication. And like written language, visual symbols are not universal. An English speaker, for example, may place their hand near their chest as a gesture to mean me, while a Japanese speaker is likely to point at their nose to indicate the same. Similarly, the way visual information is used can vary depending on the cultural context. Take the color of money. Charles Apple, an American visual journalist, was working for a newspaper in South Africa when green was proposed as a color for the business section. The newspaper preferred blue, however, and for a simple reason. Not every country has green money. And that's not all. In the United States, red usually has a connotation of losses or deficits, Apple says. But that's not true in all countries. Sean Sabaris, a Spanish infographic artist who has worked for the Beijing-based China Daily, agrees. For the Western culture, red has negative connotations. In China, it's the opposite. You could see Chinese newspapers where stock market charts use green for negative values and red for positive ones. Shapes are influenced by culture, too. Antonio Farrakh from Honduras and Adonis Dorado from the Philippines both work at the Times of Oman. Farrakh noticed how subtle details play a role. In Western cultures, he says, rounded corners are more accepted than in Arabic countries. In typography, Arabs prefer blade-like typefaces. Sometimes the differences are not so subtle. The big difference is orientation, says Dorado. Arabs write and read from right to left. This sometimes means inverting or flipping images, but this can present challenges. Not all images can just be flipped, says Dorado, citing examples such as maps. Konstantinos Antonopoulos, a Greek designer working for Al Jazeera English in Qatar, remarks how different publications within the same company often need different visuals for the same stories. Al Jazeera Arabic, for example, has a strong visual language spearheaded by the brilliant typography of the Arabic alphabet. But the company may change the visuals for its publications in Turkey or the Balkans, for example. They have their own visual languages, Antonopoulos explains. Graphics director Alberto Lucas Lopez moved from Spain to work for the South China Morning Post in Hong Kong. He thinks that some differences in style have to do with Chinese writing. I could clearly see the parallelism between the Chinese characters and the visual preferences, he says. His theory is that Chinese visuals are heavily influenced by Chinese writing, complex symbols with many elements compressed in a reduced space. Nevertheless, Lopez feels it's important to respect these differences. Sometimes we see as incorrect what is different from our view of clear structures, strict order, and synthesis. But it's just a different visual culture. Cultural differences can also influence what gets designed in the first place. Felipe Memoria, a Brazilian designer working in New York, has noticed how sports reporting differs in Brazil and the United States. He speculates that in contrast to Brazilians, Americans are really into data. The result? Greater reliance on infographics, charts, statistics, and graphs in American sports publications. These journalists and designers have had to adapt, but they're also making their contributions to the cultures they've adopted. Nick Marzowski, an American designer who worked for many years in Portugal, emphasizes the positives of this exchange of ideas. He brought some of his American design preferences to the job, but, he says, I'm also certain that I absorbed a great deal more from Portugal's talented creatives than I left behind.